Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 30th day of January, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on there and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 46 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 46 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And, man, we've got a warm-up going. It's supposed to be up clear up to 58 by the Saturday, I believe. And, man, it's just, wow. I know it's going to get cold again. It's going to probably snow again. But right now, got no complaints. That being said, let's see what's on the itinerary for today. U.S. fuel prices keep right on climbing. Now, we didn't see that one coming, and we're going to talk about that as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Creme de Liumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, U.S. fuel prices keep right on climbing. Really. This is from American Trucker. It was sent in by Mark Schumacher for discussion on From the Trenches, WorldReport.com. National average prices for both diesel and gasoline increased this week versus last week, according to data tracked by the Energy Information Administration, EIA. With diesel fuel now over the $3 per gallon mark in all but three U.S. regions. I mean, all of this, you know, after the glut, sitting there with a glut of diesel, glut of gasoline, and, man, just keep jacking that prices up. And look at that stock market. Look at how much money it's worth. Wonder where all that money's coming from. The national average price of diesel is up 4.5 cents this week to $3.70 per gallon, which is 50.8 cents per gallon higher compared to the same week in 2017. This is just goddamn, this is theft. But we've told, you know, everybody, we've talked about it plenty here. About the fact that there is, you know, they played that supply and demand thing. We have to forget that the product is coming from our own resources, our own raw resources in this country. And hell, man, if they want money, just raise it. There's nothing regulating these people. Oh, we pay regulators just like we paid the regulators to regulate the banking industry. We pay them. We pay their wages. We pay their retirements, their medical. We pay all that shit. And this is what we get. EI, and you never hear nobody talk about this. This is a goddamn fleecing. Oh, it ain't important. We got to talk about, you know, the Russians. Hey, the Russians got involved in the election, you know. I mean, this is one that's really starting to grind on me. This Russian election interference in the United States. What about Netanyahu over here in the back rooms during the election, telling him what Israel wants? Good God Almighty, raising money for the election over in Israel. And to pretend that the United States, that we don't spend $1 billion a year going around getting in other people's elections, including Russia's. What a farce. I guess as long as they're getting away with it, it's working pretty good, isn't it? EIAC said diesel prices increased in every region of the country and now exceed the $3 per gallon mark in all but three of them. The Lower Atlantic up 3.9 cents to 2.96 per gallon. The Gulf Coast up 5.3 cents to 2.86 per gallon. The Rocky Mountains up 1.2 cents to 2.96 per gallon. The Midwest witnessed the largest week-over-week spike in diesel prices, up 5.9 cents to $3.30 per gallon. The national average price for gas, and see, this drives up the prices all the way around. I mean, for the stuff that has to be transported, mail, you name it. This is just how they can just reach in our goddamn pockets and take what they please. The national average price of gasoline went up 4 cents this week to $2.60 per gallon, which is 31.1 cents per gallon higher compared to the same week in 2017. We never got one break for the glut. That, I mean, maybe it's here, maybe it ain't. Maybe they've done shipped it out of this country because they're shipping everything out of this country. We can compete with the Chinese for our own products. That's just what it's coming down to the finished products of our raw resources. The West Coast witnessed the biggest week-over-week jump in prices, some 6.4 cents to 3.88 per gallon, but that shifts to 2.5 cents, a 2.5 cent hike to 2.72, and that's what it was last week. I'm betting it's higher here where I'm at right now, per gallon, with California removed from the mix. The West Coast is the only region of the country where gasoline exceeds the $3 per gallon mark, and this is a goddamn outrage, people. I mean, is this country not here for any of us? That's what they're telling us here. The resources here, those are for internationals to make big piles of wealth. That's what they're here for, not for the American nationals. Everything in this country, hell, they're pumping people in from other countries to let you know that it doesn't belong to you, none of it. The West Coast is the only region of the country where gasoline exceeds $3 per gallon. The Central Atlantic is home to the third highest price point for gasoline in the nation, behind both configurations of West Coast pricing, with and without California included, with prices rising 4.4 cents this week to $2.72 per gallon. Like I said, that's what it was here like a couple weeks ago. I got to believe it's higher. I bet it's up to $2.80 a frickin' gallon. With a glut. In other petroleum-related news, analysis conducted by the EIA determined that U.S. oil exports experienced a surge last year after refineries damaged by Hurricane Harvey came back online. You see the kind of double talk bullshit that they keep spewing out here. Well, no, what you're doing is you're stealing from the American people. All this talk about infrastructure, the goddamn roads out there that we pay enough in taxes and our gasoline to pave them in silver. And they tear the hell out of your rig. There ain't been nothing done to them. And there is no intent to anything be done to them. They just want another big bunch of money they'll tell you. They have told us that all the money's being embezzled and stolen. So if you actually want the roads fixed, you're going to have to pay more money, because we're not going to go get the people who are embezzling and stealing the money and get the money back. I mean, there's another article, I didn't bring it up today because we've already covered it ad ignasium, about the $21 trillion that is missing from our goddamn country's treasury. $21 trillion. Ooh, just the same amount that is the national debt. So the national debt consists of a theft. And it's just, nobody's looking for that money. Oh, it's just gone. There's nothing we can really do about that. But by God, oh, man. In other petroleum-related news, analysis conducted by the EA determined that U.S. oil exports experienced a surge last year after refineries damaged by Hurricane Harvey came back online. From late August through September 2017, Hurricane Harvey caused disruptions in the U.S. Gulf Coast refining sector, the agency said, resulting in record-high U.S. crude oil exports when export facilities reopened after the storm and even before many refineries returned to pre-storm levels of utilization. I mean, double talk, triple talk, quadruple talk. You know, this is why they opened up, removed the laws banning the export of our crude oil. And now, like we said, you're going to see this just go wide open. They want it out of here as fast as they can get it because it's being stolen. If you're stealing something, you want to get out the goddamn door quick as you can, don't you, Mark?
Yeah, it's not just the diesel and the, you know, the regular gasoline, Henry. It's also any petroleum product that goes into whatever. I mean, you know, it all goes up.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know, a plastic bag or, you know, any kind of lubricant. I mean, everything goes up, not just the diesel and the gas.
The thing is, we're resource rich and we're being robbed, Mark. My God. I mean, when you start exporting, I mean, this whole thing, this is why they, you know, played this game of international economy with us so that they could steal from us. I mean, if we have oil to export, why aren't we producing it right here in our own country and getting our prices down so that our people can thrive, so that our people can go out and make, more products using that energy? No, we're going to take that energy and we're going to send it. We'll send it to China because all of these goddamn international corporations based in this country have a base over there in China. They have Chinese trademarks. They're goddamn communists, just like Donald Trump. And they're going to take our goddamn oil, our raw resource, over there to China and refine it and use it over there and just, you know, F us. That's what they're telling us, people. Oh, you can have $1,000 if you happen to work for one of these businesses that, gave out the $1,000 bonuses. The ones that got the scraps, that was our payoff for all of us. That was for you and me, too, Mark. Did you get your money in the mail, buddy?
No, but I just did a little bit of math, and, we're talking New York to L.A., and a semi is like $1,600, you know, I mean, it's like, you know, it's ridiculous. $1,600, man.
Oh, I hear you, Mark. So let's say that they did throw Mark a bone for $1,000. How long is it going to take to eat it up with those raised prices like we said they were going to do?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I said when the tax cut was coming out. That's what I said. They'll throw $1,000, $100 here. They'll raise your light bill. They'll raise the gas. They'll raise everything. And you'll just take that and hand it right back over to them, won't you?
Oh, yeah. You know, tires, man. That's a petroleum product.
Oh,
that's
boy.
$9,000 a year, man, for tires.
Man, I hear you, brother. Average of 636 barrels per day, or more than double their pre-Harvey levels, followed by Europe, which accounted for... Oh, I missed something there. I did. By October 2017, U.S. crude oil exports reached a monthly record of more than 1.7 million barrels per day as our price of our gasoline goes up. People, should we... I mean, what other people would put up with this shit? Even in the goddamn Middle East, they'd go and start shooting people. With EIA's petroleum supply monthly data from October last year indicating that the largest increase in oil crude exports were to Asia, just like we told you they would be, accounting for 40% of total U.S. exports of crude oil, averaging 336,000 barrels per day, or more than double their pre-Harvey levels, followed by Europe, which accounted for 31% of all U.S. crude oil exports. What are you doing exporting one goddamn drop of it when I'm paying $3 a fucking gallon? That's what the people... I mean, there was a day, and it wasn't that long ago, maybe 20, 30 years ago, when everybody had been going, bullshit! How are you doing raising our goddamn gas, and you're exporting it out of here? What? It wasn't a flu, but it flies now because, man, it's just... People, well, they've got their mechanisms in place. What are you going to do? You got to, because there is no protesting or bitching about it. What you got to do now is pick up the gun and do something about it. That's where they've left you, with no other alternative. Oh, next up, two DACA recipients arrested over suspicion of human smuggling. Report from Fox News, sent in by enemy of the state, for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Two dreamers, man, two dreamers, they're dreaming. Two dreamers who were living in the United States under the Obama-era DACA program, now the Trump era DACA program, were arrested last week on suspicion of human smuggling in separate incidents, federal officials reportedly said. The San Diego Union-Tribune reported Monday that one of the men was in the country under the program and the other's program had expired. Well, why didn't he go get that visa? They just told him that they had to give it to him. He's just a lazy son of a bitch. The report said that one incident occurred last Wednesday when a resident near Torrey Pines State Beach observed what looked like human smuggling. Border agents pulled over a vehicle and found the driver, who was the 20-year-old DACA recipient whose status expired. He reportedly admitted to smuggling after two Mexican nationals in the country illegally were found in the car. Oh, we can... You can't make this shit up. In a separate incident, a 22-year-old Mexican national, a DACA recipient who lives in Riverside, was allegedly caught scouting an area for smuggling in Campo, California. Both suspects are in custody. The arrest came while congressional lawmakers tried to write legislation to give the so-called dreamers legal status. DACA, I mean, you know, do you think this smuggling and all this shit is going to stop? No. Every son of a bitch, I tell you, when it goes through that he's going to sign this, they are going to pour across that border. Every goddamn one of them are going to say, I've been here. And you're going to prove I ain't. And with the might of the communist infiltrated legal system right behind me. DACA has protected 800,000 people, many of them college-age students and smugglers, evidently. U.S. to resume admission of 11 high-risk countries, resume refugee admissions of from 11 high-risk countries. This is from Reuters. It was sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. The United States will resume admissions for refugees from 11 countries identified as presenting a high security risk, but with extra vetting. We just did this yesterday with the Israelis who are behind this shit, these goddamn Zionist bastards who are behind this. You know, they're going to get, no, they're taking them all. If you're a risk, I mean, it was just a risk to their culture. It's a risk to their culture and how they live, man. They got to go, goddamn. We're putting bounties on them. Here, they're a high security risk, but with extra vetting for those mostly Middle Eastern and African nations, senior officials said on Monday. The changes came after a 90-day review of refugee admissions from Egypt, Iran, Iraq, Libya, Mali, North Korea, Somalia, South Sudan, Syria, and Yemen by the State Department. I mean, goddamn, there's people pouring in here from every goddamn corner of the world. And they're telling, well, and the big debate here is, yeah, we're going to help the dreamers. We're going to get some. We're talking about legalization. We're not talking about goddamn even beefing up, you know, going down there with the military to stop this invasion. Did you? I mean, goddamn it. Is there any country that, I guess any country you're in, shit, is a shithole. So right here is where you got to come, right? To this shithole. Egypt, Iran, Iraq, Libya, Mali, North Korea, Somalia, South Sudan, Syria, and Yemen by the Jesus, people.
How can this be globalization, Henry, when everybody comes here? I mean, I thought globalization was everything. America's going to soak it all up, I guess. I don't get it, man.
You have people from around the world coming here, Mark. And the idea is to destroy nationality, to destroy sovereign countries. And they're sure as hell doing it. Look what they've done in Europe. Look what they've accomplished here. I mean, our people were a melting pot for damn sure. I mean, you had every blood about on the planet was a part of our culture. But we had a culture. We had a people. We do still have a culture and a people. They're just saying, I mean, anything American, I mean, our flag, anything, you got to destroy that son of a bitch because we are the last sovereign holdouts that are armed and can stop them. The rest of them, they just say, screw you. We'll blow your ass up with drones. What are you going to do? I mean, we've disarmed you. We're going to blow your ass up with drones. Death from the sky. You've been reduced to a primal state of being where you got to, you know, something from the sky you can't touch or kill you. You better obey.
Yeah, I wonder how many Americans actually leave America and go, you know, I mean, I know some do, but it's got to be minuscule compared to what comes in.
It ain't. I mean, if I'm telling you what I've seen, Mark, is if, you know, you come up and you're a young professional and you're really good at what you do, the idea is to get you out of this country. I mean, other countries, you know, it's really kind of funny. You know, the countries where they're sending you their second-rate goddamn technology, you know, their techs and what might have you. If you're an American, they'll pay you the bigger bucks than you can get here to be there to train them to come here to take the goddamn place over. That's all there is to it. It is an orchestrated, well-thought-out plan, and they are executing it right in front of our eyes, and we're just sitting here watching it happen. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's sad. I was just wondering about your son. I know he's a computer genius and a mechanical, genius as far as gears and manufacturing and metallurgy and all that. I wonder how many offers he's had to go overseas.
Well, Chris, I mean, my son Chris, he's been overseas. He's been to a couple of different countries, and they've wanted him to go to a lot more. And what's he do? He goes over there and shows them how to do it.
They pay him pretty good, huh?
Well, yeah. I mean, he makes good money, but it should be all right here. Everything that's being made in this country is made by through our technology developed by us. It should, when we buy and sell, it should be to one another. That way America belongs to Americans. That's the whole idea. You know, they're pumping these the Chinese, like the Chinese merger. They're bringing all these companies, because we don't have no money here. I mean, all the fortunes and tons of trillions of dollars that are here, all those are just invested in foreign companies. This ain't for here. And so, you know, the idea is here is a mingling. It is to come in and merge. It's corporate merger that's going to end up with the end result being their new world order they want. Because once all these like Chinese corporations, these Indian corporations, because they're the people with money, how'd they get that money? Well, we took our resources over there and handed them over to them in the manufacturing, took the goddamn factories apart, took them over there, put them together in their countries, and they made a whole bunch of money, and now they're coming here to buy up America because we got to mingle. We got to get rid of our sovereignty. We got to become one world citizens, people. So that everybody can be reduced to a third world coolie, peon, pissant, peasant. That they can control from the top. So a handful of them can sit up on top of a mountain and be God. Until we tear the mountain down. And man, I'm telling you, there is no punishment that we could mete out that would meet the criteria necessary for their goddamn crimes. There ain't nothing we could do bad enough to them. They have nothing but contempt for us. As they're eating out our substance. Some of the administration's actions, including an executive order to temporarily ban all refugees, have sparked lengthy court battles. Why? I mean, why? Because you have allowed communist courts to be put in place. These courts shouldn't even be here that are saying that you can't throw those invaders out. Those courts are illegal. They shouldn't be here. But this is, well, there ain't nothing we can do about it. Them courts says, you mean those illegal courts? Those courts that are running violation of the People's Bill of Rights and even a running violation of the Constitution because the son of a bitches can't be. There's no authority for them. Like the multi-agencies, you know, the CIA, FBI, CIA, NSA, ATF, name it. It's an illegal occupation, and this shit's a part of it. So when they bring up lengthy court battles, well, that's a lengthy bullshit is what it is. It's not supposed to exist. It is the treachery and manifested right in front of your face. Refugee advocates have said that they see the administration's actions as intended to reduce the number of refugees, particularly from. That's right. We don't. How about the people of this country? Don't we're supposed to be the authority here? We've never surrendered our authority over to anybody. You know, I was listening to the Micro Effect this morning. They have that connecting the dots thing, and here are these assholes on it. You guys realize that, well, the only chance we have here, and they admit that this whole goddamn place is corrupt, but the only chance we have is to get a politician in there that'll save us. Because this is the way they put it. Not that you can fight, not that we're the largest army on planet Earth. I mean, just these mealy-mouthed, dirty little pecker faces. I just listened to it, and I want to reach through the goddamn speaker and grab him by the neck and go, you cowardly little spineless piece of human shit. You are the cause of this. You and your Masonic dirty church cabal good old boy bullshit that brought us to this point. And now you're going to sit there and tell me, oh, if they can't do it, well, I guess we're just finished. I guess we're just finished. You guys just follow me over to the ditch. I'll take the first bullet. God, that's treachery. That is open treason right in our faces. Somebody should be beating the shit out of that dude. During the review period, which lasted from late October to last week, admissions of refugees from those countries dropped sharply, according to the ruler's analysis of the State Department data. The changes announced on Monday include additional screening for certain people from... How about the people are saying, we don't want one more son of a bitch coming across the border, and we want to see a flow, a big flow of them out right now. We're the boss, and you are the servant. Do what we tell you, boy, or your ass is fired. But we can't do that because what we have to admit here, what the dirty dirtbags like that bastard on the radio and the rest of these goddamn Trump and voting pricks won't admit, is you're taking over. You have no authority. That's what the guy said. Our only hope we have left is our vote. Really? You sorry son of a bitch. Maybe it's the only hope you have left because you're going to the gallows. Go ahead.
Thanks. Oh, man. I watched that PBS deal about Ruby Ridge that Coyote had posted, and I noticed I watched it to learn more of the facts. You know, I knew it was going to be a bunch of bull, and there was bull in there for sure. But anyway, at the beginning of the thing, some guy is telling Randy Weaver, hey, you know, don't stand up against them. Don't you realize the full force of the, you know, United States military is going to come against you? Well, they started it off with that, which is like you're talking about these people over on that other radio station, like, oh, there's nothing we can do. Uh-huh. You know, we couldn't fight the government, whatever. Anyway, and then at the end, it was this thing. It was actually Randy Weaver's daughter, Sarah, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, so she was saying, well, she said, you know, sometimes, you know, the people think that the government's terrible and the government thinks that the people are terrible, and it's basically sort of a misunderstanding. And I thought, you know, that was a terrible opening and a terrible ending. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Well, you know, they got like $3 million to split up among them. And, you know, Randy Weaver's been put forth as a folk hero in this country. And what happened up there was a travesty. You know, I've read books about it and stuff. And I was alive and paying attention and on the, you know, the AM radio at night, listened to every bit of it, which I mean, I said, I got to go up there, you know, and do this. But the bottom line here is, you know, Randy Weaver, he was a Marine. And the thing that never set right with me about the whole deal, you know, I think Vicky Weaver had more guts than Randy Weaver. Now, I'm telling you, people can say what they want to say, and I really don't give a monk's fornication what they say. But the bottom line here is somebody, if them one marshals would have shot my kid, I'm running back to the house. I would have went down that hill, and I would have killed every goddamn one of them, or they would have killed me. And I would, after I got through killing them, I'd have went down there and set up an ambush for the next son of a bitches coming in. I mean, they didn't even fire a freaking shot at them. And they tried to make this look like a showdown. It wasn't. It was just pure-ass murder.
I would have set that whole force on fire.
Oh, buddy. Oh, buddy. You bet I would have. I mean, if somebody shot my kid, I wouldn't want to live, okay? I would have came down that hill. He had a mini 14 in his hand. All he had, go down there. They were on his property illegally. I guarantee you. I would have died or I would have killed them. There wouldn't have been no such thing as a run back to the house and everybody hide and everything. And screw that. You didn't mean it in the first place. All that training you gave them kids where they were coming out with rifles to meet cars coming on the road and shit. That was all bullshit, wasn't it, Randy? And then when it was all over, you got a lawyer just like the rest of this horse shit. And Jerry Spence went in there. Jerry Spence is the one that got the $3.2 million for him. And then, you know, he did a little time for sawing that barrel off because he didn't saw that barrel off a quarter inch too much, man. I mean, I'm not stupid. All they had to do was take a hacksaw and just saw another quarter inch off, and Randy Weaver did it. I mean, they were coming for you. Either you mean it in this shit, people, or you don't. You better not mess with this if you aren't serious and you ain't ready to go to the wall, and I mean to the grave, doing this. Because they will run your ass over. Like they did Randy Weaver.
Just real quick before the break here, it wasn't Coyote, it was Wade that posted it. So anyway, just wanted to correct
I haven't got to watch it yet.
Anyways,
we are at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Oh,
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original E-Juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:38 Pacific Time, and that was The Steel Drivers with Good Corn Liquor. Listen to there. That we were on this U.S. to resume refugee admissions. I mean, just business as usual, people. Your resources going out the back door and the goddamn invasion force coming in the front. See what else we got here. Something different. New Orleans repeals human rights resolutions to shield Israel. Say it ain't so. 1.4% of the population, and they run the goddamn joint. You don't dare do anything to criticize your masters in Tel Aviv. This is from Electric Intifada. Sent in by Joe at STP for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The New Orleans City Council unanimously voted to rescind a resolution it passed just 2 weeks ago, following heavy pressure from pro-Israel Jewish communal organizations and right-wing lawmakers. And this is, I mean, we have experienced this. We live it. We live these dirty son of a bitches in complete control of our country and telling us we can't speak. We can't speak out against them. Dozens of civic and human rights groups, including Amnesty International, had urged city leaders to uphold the resolution that called on the city to start screening investments and contracts and to divest from corporations that profit from human rights abuses. Not a mention of Israel. We didn't even have Israel in the legislation. Wonder why they would be against something like that. It was drafted by members of the New Orleans Palestinian Solidarity Community or Committee, who had been working on it for a year with city leaders and community groups. And see, this Solidarity Committee, I mean, you can't just, we can't resist as just Americans. That's why they got to throw in these, the Solidarity Committee, a committee of communism. Because, see, the communists, when you can't, get things worked out for yourself, they will come in and offer you solutions, communist solutions, and that's what this is. I mean, BDS, it's causing an effect. And, you know, the Israelis are hitting back with all the resource that our country can muster to hand over to them to put us down with. So, it's just like everything else we talk about. The communists are going to step in to offer the solutions because there's only two choices here. Capitalism or communism. Which do you pick? But Israel lobby groups sharply criticized the resolution, claiming it signed or singled out Israel and should be rescinded. In fact, the resolution did not mention Israel's long record of human rights violations, nor specific protections for Palestinians. But because it encouraged divestment from companies that profit from human rights abuses, it could have been used to advance the Palestinian-led boycott, divestment, and sanctions BDS campaign. When the city council first passed the resolution, it was a win for all freedom struggles. Listen, see, here's where you know who you're dealing with here. Including immigrant rights, environmental justice and Palestinian rights, and those working to end mass incarceration and police brutality. So you have the whole communist network here, Black Lives Matter, the environmental groups and the immigrants' rights and groups, and it's all one thing, don't you know? No, it ain't. I'm going to shoot all you communists, and then we'll get rid of the goddamn Israelis, and we won't have no part in what's going on in the Middle East, and then we can kick back and live in peace. We are outraged that the city council reversed their decision. Why are they willing to throw all of our human rights out the window simply to protect Israel? Because, well, Israel's our masters. We are a colony of Israel. Don't you know who you bow your head to? New Orleans's outgoing mayor, Mitchell Landria, that's what it looks like, asserted on 12 January that the resolution was passed without adequate review and debate. Oh, they'll come up with the reason, won't they? You know, the communists, see, they love those goddamn communists, but the communists, you know, they start working all these different angles, and they see BDS is, man, that's a bunch of people that are accumulated together. Better hijack that and put them in the fold. The communist fold, without adequate review and debate, adding that he had no plans to change the contracting or investment policy of the city. Of course he doesn't, because it ran up against the communism. I mean, the Jews run the communist, international communist movement. But when it ends up, you know, you got all these idealists out on the streets, all these idiots coming out of the goddamn colleges who just, you know, communism's a wonderful thing, man. Of course that would be against the Israelis and their human rights violations in Palestine, wouldn't it? No. No, you could do these things. I mean, you can, for the environmental thing, if you want to go and pass legislation to protect the invasion into your country, well, we're going to back you on that. But you can't go against the masters, don't you know? We need to get that clear to you foot troops there, you ground pounders. According to local media, other council members claim they had no idea the resolution would be promoted as a victory for a movement that critics say is trying to marginalize Israel. During an live-streamed council meeting on Thursday, human rights supporters demanded that the city leaders uphold the resolution. However, council member John Williams called the resolution flawed. The only flaw in it was that it... Israel. I mean, all of the rest of it. I mean, if you're forcing the illegal invasion on us and everything, that would be all right. But we have a flaw here. You can't go against Massa. And held a vote to rescind it, which passed without dissent. It's something that just passed a week ago. How is that possible? Immediately after the resolution was adopted on 11 January, the Anti-Defamation League, the Jewish Federation of Greater New Orleans, and other pro-Israel groups, these unregistered foreign agents, began pressuring city leaders to toss the resolution. The Jewish Federation, I mean, do you think the power that these bastards wield with 1.4% of the population? How is that possible? Must be some kind of collectivism, some kind of cliquism. Jewish Federation CEO Arnie Felkow, claimed its passage was unfair and involved a topic that has regrettably brought New Orleans some very negative publicity. Now, you know, either what's going on over there is human rights violations or it isn't, right? So if it isn't, you just go show that it isn't and say, well, man, we're petting these people on the head. Look at how good they're living. But they can't do that, can they? They don't want nobody to see what they're doing over there because they're committing genocide on the Palestinians. So what we have to do here is we have to find some way to have a double standard so that we can still promote communism without, well, there are communist tactics being turned on us. Tillingly, the Jewish Federation conceded that it fully supports the values of human rights expressed in the resolution, but was opposing it simply because it feared that it could be applied to Israel. Well, why would you think that? I mean, these wonderful people over there in the number one democracy thing in the world, and you're just nice to everybody, and gosh, you're just God's people. How could you think it would be applied to you? Because you sit in chairs with a cooler beside you and take a rifle and shoot Palestinian children for sport? Certainly that couldn't be considered a human rights violation. They wouldn't pull that, would they? Under pressure, city leaders attempted to distance themselves from members of the New Orleans Palestinian Solidarity Committee after facing a backlash from Israeli lobby groups, unregistered agents in our goddamn country, people. We know this. We've talked about it ad nauseum. Who's running this country? And I mean, there's just so many facets to this, but the infiltration into the government by these dual citizen sons of bitches, and the fact that, you know, we were talking earlier about Russia, they were trying to meddle in our election. Somebody talked to a Russian during the election. At the same time, you got the goddamn Netanyahu over here addressing your goddamn Congress and going in the back room with all your goddamn so-called representatives and giving them their marching orders. You got the goddamn candidates over in Israel raising money. And you have the Israeli, in your goddamn polls, in Israelis favor Donald Trump or whatever, you know, in your goddamn opinion polls being pushed in your face as goddamn reality. But you can't have a foreign country meddling in your affairs, my God. Not if it's Russia. But if the Jews want to run your country, well, they're God's chosen people. And every American, just like every American, wants this invasion force in here. They want to be displaced and replaced by this colonization force. Everybody in this country, we all love Israel. We want to help Israel kill the Palestinians, don't we? We sure do with our providing the munitions and the goddamn manpower to do it.
Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know, it's just like this, you know. People are scared, you know what I'm saying, to say something about those little Khazarians that, you know, think they better than everyone else. And, you know, and it just reverts back to everything in this country has been, you know, all the men have been neutered, man. All men have been neutered, you know. You know, they won't speak up for nothing. They think, you know, God going to jump out of the sky and going to save them. And they just don't want to do nothing. And they don't want to speak out about nothing. They don't want to do nothing. It's just like what you always say. You know, they love their little slavery. Just give me my little, you know, my little football and my little pizza and beer and I'm fine. And just how most people are, man. I mean, I'm running to them like that every single day now.
Yeah, there's a lot of them, but there's not as many as you think, though. I mean, if they could just crush this thing, they would do it. They can't do it because they lie about the numbers. If they're going to show anything on any of the media, it's going to be, oh, we love Israel and we got to kill all the Palestinians and everything. And that's what 99.9% of the people think. Horseshit. I mean, when I talk to people all over this country, and I don't know nobody that's for Israel. In fact, everybody that I know of has had about a gutful of Israel, to tell you the truth. And the bottom line is they're spending so much money of our money. I mean, I'm sure we're providing all the resources on this campaign for the anti-DBS camp, you know, to come in and do like with our site. Our site is squeezed. It is held down. Like I said, I like to have the money they spend just keeping us held down. I'd be rich. We would be huge. But the fact that they have to do this, and you know, you got to believe, Dion, that they want to be able to pass a law in this country just like they have over there in Europe, where if you say something bad about the Jews, you go into jail for 5 years. And every time they bring that up, I come up and I try to say as many derogatory, nasty, rotten things as I can about those parasitic bastards. Because you know what? If that's what the fight's going to be, I'll take that fight. You tell me I can't criticize a goddamn foreigner in my own goddamn country. I'm an American national, and by God, I will. And I'll enforce my right to criticize, to call those dirty kite bastards out for what they are. And I'll back it with my goddamn life. Because I'm not going to be controlled. I'm not going to be run about by goddamn foreigners in my own country. In complete violation of the Bill of Rights. But, I mean, this is what they're edging forward with. I mean, they would, right now, Trump would love to come out there and go, we're passing federal legislation. I guarantee you it'd be 99% to 100% behind it. No dissent in the Congress, in the House, and the Senate. It would pass overwhelmingly to give 5 years in prison to us for talking about this. But then they'd have to enforce that son of a bitch, and that ain't such an easy thing to do. Go ahead.
Hey, I wish they do that. I do too. NSA, I know y'all listening. Hey, talk to Trump tonight when he do his little fake little speech and tell him, you know, make a law and come and enforce it that we can't say nothing about these little sissy boys, Khazarians, so-called wannabe mafia who have people do their other work. I mean, please, just make a law. I can taste it so bad. And unlike most people, I'm ready to die. And because you know why, the reason why I say that is because I see the truth, and I don't want to leave nobody or nobody else's kids or grandkids with this filth that we have, man. That's why. It's what we're going to leave. It's not what I have now. It's what we're going to leave for other people. Are we going to leave freedom or are we going to leave slavery? That's the bottom line.
Exactly. But you know what? We're not ready to die. We're ready to kill. We're ready to kill these bastards out of our country so that we can live again, so that we can be left alone. I mean, they like I said, if they could do it, you're right. I mean, when they, you know, I hear the people, oh, they're going to try and come get, they're going to pass the law, come get the guns. Well, get on it. I want you to hurry. I need to have you come out to try and enforce that so we can get this shit over with and I can go back to living a life if I make it through. If I don't, my grandchildren and my children will. I don't want to leave this for them. I'm like you, brother. I don't want to leave this for the next generation. I don't want, I was shit on my whole life. I was born into goddamn communism because the generations before me failed. They took the scraps from their own table and they licked the feet of their oppressors. And they left the shit to me because at the end, there, you can't even lick a foot. You got to go take that bullet to the back of your head and acquiesce everything that belongs to you. And I ain't doing it. And I agree with you 100%. Hey, man, NSA, if you're listening, you tell Trump he needs to do this. 5 years in prison for saying something against those fucking dykes. Or kikes and dykes. Dyke kikes. They're all out there. Against that slime over there in Israel. That shithole over in Israel, okay? If I knew something come from them, I'd starve to death before I'd buy a loaf of bread that came from Israel. That's how much I hate the bastards. And it ain't something, I mean, this wasn't something that that I was born, I mean, that is a part of the culture. I mean, I was raised in a Christian church where we were supposed to love those Jews. Those son of a bitches taught me to hate them. They taught me who they are. They taught me what they are. And I know for a fact that there will never be peace on this goddamn earth as long as those son of a bitches are drawing air, period. They won't allow it because everyone else is an animal. Where were we? Okay. Days after the resolution had initially passed, Mayor-elect LaToya Cantrell was asked by a local television station what she knew about the group behind the resolution. Cantrell replied only that she saw students at the council meeting. See, this is a little communist. They got the women communists out there. I'm telling you, these communists got their street brats out there working overtime. But the thing is, you look at them. Goddamn, we'll mow them down in a day. They're nothing. Well, one of us will kill 100 of them in 5 minutes. I'm here to tell you, they're nothing, and they know it. What they want to orchestrate here is a situation where these son of a bitches just push us too far, and we go out and just start taking care of business. And then they go, oh, we got to bring those peacekeeping troops in. They do not have inside our walls, even with their invasion force, because we've whipped the shit out of everybody that's here already. They do not have within our borders what it would take to conquer us. But they've got about enough right now till it would be such a nasty occasion that they could say, we got to send in the UN peacekeeping troops. We have to end this death and violence. It's ethnic cleansing by those American nationals. But it's going to be hard to sell when it's old Dion putting those black communists in the goddamn ground. And Katie, she's over there putting those women communists in the ground. And my nephew, who's got the Hispanic blood, he can be putting those Mexican goddamn communists in the goddamn ground. It's going to be a hard sell if we do it right, people. If we cling to that Bill of Rights and we come out and say, this is what we're killing you fuckers for, because you're not taking this away from us. You've frickin' looted our country, you sons of bitches, and now we're going to put you down because you think you can take our rights from us and make slaves out of us. Americans don't make good slaves. We would rather be dead than be your slaves, and we don't die easy. You got to cut our heads off and hide them from us before you can get us down. And then we let them have it. But make no mistake, you mark my words, when this thing goes down, whether I'm still here or what might have you, mark my words, as soon as we bust loose with this, it's going to be the United Nations that we funded with our stolen resources that are going to bring the foreigners in to try to bring us to hell. But it ain't going to work because there's just too goddamn many of us. There's too many guns. There's too many pissed off people. And we're not, and you know, they, like I said, they try to portray us as these jerks walking around in the city with their goddamn pants hanging down around their knees. Filthy, just nothing, just worthless, wastes of life. They try to portray us as that, but that's the 25%. And it all comes down to that 75%. You never hear them talk. Well, you know, that you don't see them. Do you see them going out into the goddamn tent cities and talking to the 100 million of our people that were dispossessed and displaced in 2008, do you see it? You would think that if a guy was running for president and there was 100 million potential votes out there, he'd be, I mean, one of these guys would be out there touring these goddamn tent cities. If the vote really counted and you were actually going to promise people something for their vote, they would be out there courting that vote, wouldn't they? It has nothing to do with any of it. It is all just a goddamn production. What they're going to do, they're going to do. And they're going to keep pushing because they can't stop, because it is a drug to them. Power is a drug to them. They cannot stop, and they will push until it breaks loose. And when it does, the contingency plans are in place. They know that they can't even slow us down within our own borders. I don't care about the 100 million Mexicans and shit dogs from around the world they pumped in here. We'll mow their asses down. This is our home territory. And we know how to shoot our guns. We've been shooting them all our lives for generation after generation after generation. We've perfected the art of killing. That's why
they're gonna be sneaky. They're going to come over in the containers, Henry. Those bastards are going to hide. They're going to use the ports to attack us. The goddamn UN, they're gonna be sneaky sons of bitches when they get it on.
You're right, Mark, but it ain't gonna matter because this isn't gonna be a conventional war. Yeah, we've gone past the age when you can bring out huge armies like we did back in the War of Northern Aggression, where you bring out just 100,000 people and they just kill a couple hundred thousand people and they kill half of each other. It ain't going to happen that way. Each place they come to, they're going to have to conquer. Right down to, if we do it right and we push it, each house, every house is going to be a fucking nightmare. It's going to be a bomb blowing up in their face. And like I said, we're going to get savage on them. I mean, you imagine being a Chinese troop sent over here to put down, as a peacekeeping troop, you know, you're going to go over there and slaughter Americans and take their shit and rape their women and what might have you. And you come up and the first thing you see is about 10 acres of your fellow countrymen sitting on pikes where they were even the ones that were alive. It was ran right up, right through them. They're just hanging there. Some of them still alive. And then, yeah, like I said, it's going to be like a German getting sent to Stalingrad. We will make it such a scary thing. They'll finally turn and start fighting in their own countries just not to have to come over here. That's all there is to it. Anyways, guys, we've made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, stay tuned for Hammering the New World Order with my brother Spike Timmons on Indiana Freedom Talk Radio coming up right behind us. And, man, just keep talking to each other like who we are. Forget about these assholes that are, I mean, what they show on the screen, what they try to project is the people that are good, our leaders, these guys with their pants hanging down around their fucking ankles. They're a bunch of goddamn losers. They are the percentage we need to get rid of. They are the problem. And just keep driving it home. We're gonna take you out, and we're gonna take you out in a hard way. And that is The Word from the Trenches.